clearly, God is not dead. He's surely alive. Amen? Amen. And children, remind me that life is an adventure. Life is such an adventure, and there's so much to explore. Have you ever wanted to go on an adventure? Have you wanted to go somewhere, someplace, some great mountaintop experience? You wanted to fly somewhere, sail somewhere, get a boat, go to a location, and live in sunny Florida? Maybe it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, and the adventure that you thought you were going to go on turned out somewhat differently. My name's Keith Arkham. I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor, and we're in week 3 of our series at the movies. Last week we did Incredibles. Anybody seen Incredibles? Kids, yeah, good. And this week we are doing Up, U-P. We've got the slide. You guys seen Up? Who hasn't seen Up? Go see it, go download it, go watch it with your kids, your grandkids, go watch it. It's about this crotchety old man right here that's at the bottom of the rope. And this man, he wants to go on an adventure. He wants to go on an adventure with his wife, Evie. And the start of the show starts with Evie passing away earlier than she thought she would pass away. Everybody say, aw, aw. It's a really sad start to a movie. But Evie and Mr. Fredrickson always wanted to go on this adventure to Paradise Falls. And Mr. Fredrickson remembers this and he says, I'm going to go on this adventure whether it kills me or not. But he's miserable. He's miserable, and the neighborhood that he's in is being upscale. They're building buildings around his nice little old house. Gentrification's coming in, and he's just fed up. And he's a balloon salesman. He's a pro balloon salesman, and he can put up enough balloons to lift up his house. So while he's doing this and getting ready to go on the adventure of his lifetime, there's a knock on the door. Good afternoon. My name is Carl. I am a Boy Scout, and I am an adventurer, and I would like to do some chores for you because I need to do the helping the elderly badge. And he goes on through this whole spiel, and Mr. Fredrickson wants nothing to do with this little Boy Scout. So annoying. He's trying to get ready for his adventure. And he closes the door, and Carl puts his foot in the door. And he opens the door, and again, he goes, go on. And he says, good afternoon. My name is Carl. And he goes through his whole spiel again about how he's got to help the elderly in order for him to become a senior adventurer. If he needs just one more button, one more badge on his sashes, on his Boy Scout sash, then he will become a senior adventurer, and he could finally get to the place where he wants to be. Mr. Fredrickson wants nothing to do with this. And so he sends him on a fool's errand. He says to him, oh, if you want to help the elderly, there's this annoying bird around here, and he keeps bothering me, and I can't get him because I'm old and frail, he says. He says, would you go and find this guy, go and find this bird. All you got to do is clap 3 times, and he's down the street. He's down 2 blocks down. Clap 3 times. Yeah, yeah. And you find the bird. The bird will show up. So off he goes. Off he goes in and to find this, and Mr. Fredrickson sets up his balloons and lifts his house off the ground to go on the great adventure to go and see Paradise Falls. He's in the sky. He's up in the clouds. He's with the birds. And all of a sudden, he hears on the front door, it's Carl. Could you let me in? All of a sudden, this adventure that he wanted to go on is now being impacted by this annoying little Boy Scout. And he has to take this inconvenient Boy Scout along with him to the adventure, thwarting his idea of adventure. Have you ever planned an adventure and it never went quite as well as you planned? Maybe you planned your life in a certain way and there were some things you were going to check off as you went along, and you never really achieved that. You never got in the way. Or something happened, a sickness happened, or something, so-and-so, his friend of a brother of a wanted to be along on the journey too. Your family had something else go on and you couldn't go on your adventure. All of a sudden, this annoying Boy Scout turns up and wants to go with you. You ever had an adventure like that didn't go the way you thought it was going to go? Mr. Fredrickson goes on this journey, and not only does he have an annoying Boy Scout, the bird that he's talking about ends up being Carl's pet. And Carl's pet's bird's name is, remember? Kevin. His name is Kevin. That's right over here. We got it. Kevin shows up and he's an annoying bird that swallows his walking cane. And Mr. Fredrickson's just getting more and more miserable. A dog turns up and he's got a special necklace on. And he can talk every time that he says anything, he thinks anything. And his journey is going really bad. And this adventure that he thought he was going to go on never quite turned out the way he wanted to. Well, the disciples, a young group of people, people who are fishermen, are off on an adventure. And they've been on an adventure all their life. They've been looking for the Messiah. They've been looking for Jesus, even though they didn't know his name was Jesus, all their lives. And in our scripture today, we're going to talk about what happened when they seen it. You're going to follow along with me. It's in John. John chapter 1 is where we are today. You can read it in your Bibles in the pew there. You can open an app on your phone. And some of you are on your phones already, which is cool as well. But John chapter 1, verses 35 through 45. That's where we are in our text. And John the baptizer has been grooming these people. Been grooming these followers to look out for the Messiah, to look out for Jesus. And all of a sudden, he sees them. Here it says in the scripture, the following day, John, the baptizer, was again standing with two of his disciples as Jesus walked by. John looked at him and declared, "Look, there goes the Lamb of God." And when John's two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus. Jesus looked around and saw them following. "What do you want?" he asked them. They replied, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come and see," said Jesus. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him to the place where he was staying, and they remained with him the rest of the day. So John the baptizer had equipped and got ready these people, the people that were following him, to look out for Jesus. And as soon as John the baptizer seen him in the marketplace, he pointed out to them, "There he is. There he is. They go follow him." Now, John didn't have a complex. His ego wasn't bruised because they weren't following him anymore. He'd equipped them all his life to look for the Messiah. And as soon as they seen Jesus, they followed him. They followed the Messiah that was right there. And the first thing that Jesus says is, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" Actually, he doesn't say, "What do you want?" His intonation was probably different. He probably says, "What is it that you want? What adventure do you want? What is it that you really need in your life? What is the adventure that you need? Where was it that you really wanted to go?" And the disciples respond, "We want to see what you're doing. Like, we want to see where you're going, where you stay in. Like, what do you say? Where do you camp out? You know?" And he said, "Come and see." And they hung out all afternoon. They hung out with Jesus and hid. One of my favorite places to be on a Monday morning and throughout the week is to be with Camp Kobe here for opening session, right? Amen? Yeah, we love it here. And one of the favorite places I was in this week was with 170 students teaching them the same thing we are doing here at Camp Coburn. And as Mr. Chris said, there's over 420 children here a week. And the reason I am here, my job is not so that I can see more faces here on campus. It's not so that I can look good or sound good. It's so that I point them to Jesus. Yeah. And every day we get an opportunity to do that here on this campus. And I'm so thankful that you started the ministry here all these years ago. And we hang out together. There's a place for students and children here to rub off of other people who are following Jesus. There's a pathway for people to continue to follow Jesus. And we've seen Brian here playing the drums up here, and he's been here all his life kind of thing. And there's a pathway for people to continue to follow Jesus and be disciples. And we create pipelines too for people to go on to be ministers, to go on to be leaders in the church. And we do that here. It starts with Camp Cuba when they're 2 years old, when I'm kneeling down here on my knees teaching them about how to do the actions. And we do that here at Palm Harbor. Where will you hang out? Where's the place? And you're going to hang out at Camp Cuba. Good answer right here. Yeah. Where's the adventure? The adventure starts at Camp Cuba. Get that guy a preaching ticket. He goes on to say, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, so this is the next verse. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of those men who heard what John said, and he followed Jesus. Andrew went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intentionally at Simon, Jesus said to him, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. So Andrew immediately goes running off to see his brother. Simon is somewhere else. And he says, Simon, guess what? We found the one we've been looking for all of our lives. He's here. Come and see him. So Simon runs over to Jesus. Jesus stops him, looks him right in the eye, puts his hands on his shoulders and says to him, "Simon, you are having a moment with me." He looks him right in the eyes, and says to him, "Your name's Simon, but from now on, you're going to be on an adventure, and your name is Peter." He says elsewhere, he says, "I'm going to, on this name, on this rock, I'm going to build my church." On this rock, way back 2,000 years ago, in the middle of Israel, I'm going to build my church, and it's going to go out past all of Israel, past Israel, over the Mediterranean, over past this little island called England, past England to this strange land called the United States of America, and land right here in Palm Harbor. Amen? And we see this Jesus, the same Jesus, and we want to follow. We want our children to follow. That's why we are here today. We want our children to follow the same Jesus. And Peter decides to follow. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Didn't stay in Jerusalem. He went to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Come, follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, Andrew and Peter's hometown. Philip went to look for Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is?" What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
"And the prophet, I've seen him, and it's the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about, and he's the son of Joseph from Nazareth."
He didn't hang out in Jerusalem. He went to this place called Galilee up to the north, and he spent a lot of time around Galilee inviting people to follow him. He chose Philip. And Philip went to speak to Nathanael, and Nathanael heard about it and was amazed that Jesus was here. And this is not just for the young, neither. I spoke to a guy this week, and he sent me a text message saying, "I went to seminary when I was 53 years old, and now 72, life continues to be an adventure." And it was the same for our crotchety old man in Up. You see, in Up, he has these annoying friends, the bird, Kevin. He has the dog with the necklace. He's always annoying him and telling him these annoying things. And then, of course, he has Carl, the annoying Boy Scout. And after a few times with these people, towards the end of the movie goes naturally up, thankfully. And towards the end, he's talking to the bird, and the bird's swallowing his cane like he normally does. And he starts to realize that he likes these annoying people. His adventure have become a good adventure. And at one point, he's looking for his cane, and he says, you know what? I don't need that cane anyway. And there's a moment where he realizes that actually the adventure that he's on is beautiful. And the dog becomes his best friend. And Carl and his relationship changes completely. In fact, Carl goes to the Boy Scout pinning ceremony, and all the boys are standing there in a row. They're all in pristine Boy Scout clothes, and it goes along to Carl, and he's like full of mud, and he's got no hat, and his uniform's all scraggly, and the den leader like pins the, and he looks around, he's like, where's Carl's dad? And for some reason, Carl's dad can't be there, and who shows up? Mr. Fredrickson. Mr. Fredrickson shows up, and he says, excuse me, old man coming through. He's 78 years old in the movie. And he says, I am going to bestow upon you the badge, helping the elderly. He pins the bow on the badge on him, and then he pins another pin, the grape soda pin, which was once Ellie, his wife, the great adventurer. He realizes that the adventure he is on is a beautiful one with the people before him. We are on a great adventure following Jesus. Amen? We are on an adventure with these children. We're on an adventure through Camp Cobra, and on an adventure through all we do here at Palm Harbor. And my job is to invite you on that adventure. I can't promise you it's going to be all uphill and all fun things and mountain vistas. I can't promise you it's going to be all plain sailing, neither. I can't promise you it's going to be really easy in your life. There's going to be some valleys. There's going to be some high points. There's going to be places where you don't really know what's going to happen. The disciples thought things were going to happen real simple. And then following Jesus became this epic adventure. I can't promise you that it's going to be easy and simple, but I can promise you it's going to be the greatest adventure you ever had. Amen? And my job here at Camp Cobra, when we do Camp Cobra, my job here at Palm Harbor, my job as your pastor is to invite you on the adventure. My job is to point you to Jesus, like John the Baptizer did. My job is to say, hey, this is Jesus. Come with me on this adventure. You see, Jesus died on the cross that you and I might live. He died for our sin so that we could live our best life, and we can have life in all of its abundance, better than Mr. Fredrickson, better than anything that we think that we can plan, better than any Instagram role, better than any Facebook role, better than any story that people create on social media. You can have the best adventure ever following Christ. And my job here today is to invite you on that adventure. Maybe you've been on that adventure for a long time, and you need a bit of a refresh. Maybe you've never decided to follow Jesus, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that today. And if you're an adult with your children, I want you to bring them down the front to do that if they want to do that. The kneeling rails are going to be open, and the stairs. Last time we did this at VBS, all the stairs were covered with kids. But if you want to join the journey, say amen.
Amen. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to come down and kneel and pray, and I'll pray with you if you want me to. You can leave your hands open like this if you want to. Pastor Kathy will pray with you. If you want to sit in your pew, if you're not too sure kind of thing, and you want to sit in your pew, I'm going to put up a slide. And on the slide, it gives you a number to follow. Text follow to this particular number that we're going to put up here. 353-LOVE or 353-5683. Text follow to that number and we'll get back with you and follow up and see where you are in your adventure. But I want to invite you on this adventure. I'm going to leave the rails open for you, the kneeling rails and the chair. If you want to come down, let's do that now. And then after some time, I'll wrap up with prayer. Thank you, Lord God, that you invite us to the greatest journey ever. Thank you for children singing and being invited to this. Thank you for the legacy of Stars and Comets, for the legacy of Camp Cover, and it being a place where children can encounter you afresh and anew each day. And we're so thankful for this place that exists to glorify you. And as we celebrate, as we go to the field, jump on bouncy castles, have hot dogs, Lord, we pray that you would be in and amongst that celebration too. We ask this all in your precious and powerful name. And all the Camp Cover kids said, amen. Please stand and sing together. Let's go.